Kangaroos had a hit out yesterday in Fiji, played Papua New Guinea and Fiji in separate halves, and Michael Carayannis was over there and watched the Kangaroos in action. Michael, good morning. And, well, what was the verdict, mate? Two comfortable wins, if we can call them that, in against the two sides by the Kangaroos. What were your thoughts on both games?
Morning, guys. Yeah, it was interesting. Obviously, they played a 40 minutes each half, or the game went for 80 minutes, but it was 40 minutes against PNG, 40 minutes against Fiji, and the Kangaroos were pretty rusty, I think. It's fair to say they were a bit scrappy with the ball. They lacked a little bit of cohesion. Obviously, no Cam Smith, no Cooper Cronk, no Billy Slater, so they were missing a few of their big names, were rested. But defensively, I think that's probably where Mamaninga was most happy with post-game. They only conceded one try, which was a dart over from dummy half. So that's pretty impressive, having not played together for so long. And just to restrict the PNG and the Fijian side to one try in 80 minutes, that was a good effort.
Standout player, by the looks of it, your article in today's Sunday Telegraph, Tom Terrific, Tommy Trbojevic. Has he done enough to force his way into the 17?
I'm going to say no, Jimmy. I think he was the standout performer yesterday, and he scored a hat-trick for the Prime Minister's side against PNG a couple of weeks ago. But I think he's behind a few other guys at the moment. He'll definitely get his chance to play in the World Cup, but if Mao will be picking a full-strength side to play England, I just don't see Tom slotting in at the moment. Valentine Holmes was very impressive at fullback, then on the wing again, and Will Chambers will probably start at centre alongside Josh Dugan. So there's that probably one other wing spot between Mansell, Trbojevic and Dan Gagai, and I think Gagai's probably got the edge at the moment.
What about the halves combination, Michael?
Yeah, this is the most interesting one here, for sure. Cameron Munster was pretty disappointing, I think it's fair to say. He played the opening 40 minutes alongside James Maloney. Mm-hmm. In the halves, Maloney was outstanding. He played seven, vice-captain and captain of the side when Boyd Cordner was off the field, and really controlled the side, really looked confident, really looked at ease with his performance. And Wade Graham played the bulk of the second game at six as well, just showing his versatility. So I think it will come down to Michael Morgan and James Maloney based on last night's performance. Morgan obviously didn't play yesterday either. And the question then is, if Morgan does start, who's that utility off the bench? And I think it may be Wade Graham. Mm-hmm.
So who? This is interesting, because who played on the left-hand side, Maloney? Maloney or Munster, because they're both left-sided players. Mm. So if whoever played right was playing, for want of a better term, out of position.
Yeah, Maloney spent most of the bulk of the time on the right, and that's why they were very dangerous. He had that combination with Tom Trbojevic on that right side in the first half, and then he was on the right side again in the second half. And Munster came back on and played centre for probably the last 15 minutes, I think. He's been a bit crook leading up to the game as well, Cam Munster, so that might have taken its toll on him. But he was pretty quiet from the standards that we saw, especially in Origin. So the dynamic of the side is going to be very interesting, because Michael Morgan performed so well as that utility off the bench for Australia in the last couple of tournaments. So if he does play number six, I think Wade Graham was outstanding yesterday too, playing on the edge and in the halves, and Mao wants to play him at hooker as well. So he really gives that versatility and another forward option, and a guy that can play in the backs as well. Mao mentioned that he could play in the centres too if they needed to. But so I think that's the way they'll go. Morgan's probably got the edge, but James Maloney also goal kicked very well. So without Thurston, I know Cameron Smith a noted goal kicker, but Maloney's probably a better goal kicker than Smith as well. So there's so much going on. It was a very interesting performance, and some guys definitely put their hand up.
How did Jared Hayne play at 5'8" for Fiji? This might
rusty.
Be a glimpse of the future for the Gold Coast.
Rusty, I think, is the best way to put his performance. His kicking game, he struggled with a bit. His first kick went out on the floor, and a couple of kicks went dead as well. So they weren't. He wasn't as fluent as we've seen, but he was highly involved. His work rate was great. All the stuff that you'd want from Jared in a pre World Cup hit out was there. His attitude was great. He's been accessible all week. He's really soaking it up, and he's playing with a smile on his face. So I think we can see the best out of Jared particularly in the back end of the tournament once he gets a few games under his belt. Don't forget, he hasn't played for a long time. Yeah. Hasn't won a game for a while either.
Now laugh at him, Michael. Fair to
him. I'm not laughing at him. I just thought it was funny. Sorry, guys.
Hey, it's all full flat. Hey, Michael, what's the preparation now for the Kangaroos? When do they leave Fiji and where to next?
Yeah.
And when's the build-up start for the first game of the World Cup?
Yeah. Everyone's back tomorrow on a charter flight out of Suva tomorrow, and then the players break again. Mm. They'll get a few days off before they head into camp, probably on the Sunday or Monday of next week before leading into that game against England. They've got a day off today. They're just headed off about 45 minutes away to a little beachside getaway. It's all the players' families and stuff here. It's been a really great experience and a really different dynamic from the usual team camps with kids and wives and girlfriends running around. So it's been a great team bonding, I think, from the Kangaroos here.
Yeah, fantastic. We saw Samoa play the country under 23s down in Wagga Wagga on Friday night. Had a comfortable victory in that one. Do you get a sense that, especially with those high-profile defections that we spoke about last week, do you get a sense that this World Cup might shock a few people in Australia with the level of support and the level of interest, Michael?
Yeah, for sure. I think that even PNG's got a massive advantage as well, is that they play together almost every week. So
yeah,
they're going to come off a higher base than some of the other Pacific side. They might not have as many big names, but they were pretty impressive. They beat Fiji, although Fiji rested. Haynes didn't play in that first game. A few of the other big names didn't play in that first game. But they beat Fiji 10-0, and they were quite impressive. So I think, and Fiji is going to be strong as well, then obviously Tonga and Samoa. It's going to be the closest World Cup we've seen for years, for sure. There's no doubt about it. We're used to seeing the two or three top sides. I think there's going to be half a dozen sides that are going to really compete.
Yeah,
that's absolutely good for the game, isn't it? That's great for the game.
They talk about tier one nations. There might be four or five of them.
Mm. Well, hopefully by the end of the tournament, that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. Good on you, Michael. We really appreciate that this morning, mate. And we'll continue to check in with you every week.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael Carayannis there from the Sunday Telegraph. You can read him in the Sunday Telegraph. Of course, read him in the Daily Telegraph throughout the course of the week as well. We've got the market up already for that first game, Australia v England. It's on the 27th of October down there at Melbourne's Rectangular Stadium, as they call it, during the World Cup. $1.13, the Kangaroos. $1.13, $6 for England. And I'm just trying
What's the overall price?
Have a look at World Cup futures. Here we go at tab.com.au. Australia, $1.20. Winks. Mm. England, $9. New Zealand, $9. Tonga, $17. Italy, $51. Fiji, $67, and then we get out to
Samoa,
Ireland at 500 to 1, along with Wales and the USA